Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Can I do another mini meltdown?
Oh, I would love it!
This one's not as... Okay. In
three, you deserve two, it. One. Take this intro, Daddy. Take it.
Holy shit.
Take it.
It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
All right, what is it?
You know, the stores are back open. Nobody's wearing masks anymore.
Nope.
Everybody's getting out and about.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling into a grocery store today, and the parking lot is, you know, it's busy this time of day, but there are plenty of parking spaces available. And I'm pulling in, I see one, I start to go for it. Now, I'm not one of these people who likes to point out, like, the race of somebody.
Yeah, don't.
I don't know. For some reason, this really bothered
me. Oh, my God, no.
And it was a white
woman. The worst.
White woman.
You piece of crap.
In a black Jaguar.
You.
SUV.
You bitch.
And the way she reacted.
Wait a minute. Did you say woman?
Woman.
I take that back. I thought you said a white dude.
No, white woman.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
You lady.
She did this thing where... I guess she was waiting for the spot. There's another spot right on the other side.
Did she ever blink her eye?
I didn't really see. She was kind of out of the way. So I went to go kind of pull into this spot, and she laid on the horn.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Then she did this, which was infuriated me, which was she wagged her finger at me.
And
I could just hear, no, doing that. And it just drove me into a rage.
I may have pulled my knife out and flattened her tires.
Oh, my God. I would much rather get the middle finger.
Yeah.
Than the waving and, no, you're not going to do that. Like her telling me, nope, you're not going to do that.
Mm.
Nope, this is mine. You're not going to do that. No, I just parked right on, and I just laughed, and then I went and parked on the other side, and she was marching in, a lady on a mission. You know, she just had that walk where she was walking fast, busy.
Yeah.
Busy bee, had to do a lot of things tonight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and it just annoyed the S out of me. And she just had that personality, and you just know that person, a Karen.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's a Karen. And she was doing that, you know, you're not going to, no.
You want to hear a story make you happy during the middle of a meltdown?
Yeah.
Similar story, great outcome. One of my best friends, I talk to him every day, lives in St. Pete, not far from you, but he's on the water. He's got money. And he was at Mazzaro's, and he said it was packed as always, but they have like some more parking they've opened up or whatever.
Oh, really? Good, because I never find parking there.
So he said he was pulling in, and he saw a parking spot, and he was pulling in. He said, and it was this big burly mountain man of a woman pulling in too, and she tried to, and she was in like a big souped up Ford Mustang, right? And she was like a woman that looked like Ron White, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
And he said that she wanted the spot he got, but he got there right before her. So there was another spot, or what she thought was one, a few spots down from him. And she just swung her car in real fast because she was mad.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to swing into that last spot with attitude. But it wasn't a spot, Will. She couldn't see because the cars were so close together. What she thought was a spot had a telephone pole there. So she smashed the front of her car into the telephone pole. I mean, like, smashed it. Like,
oh, man.
Like. Smoke's coming out of the hood, and she gets out. And he said she was just screaming at the pole,
mm-hmm.
like it jumped out in front of her. She was like, "You dick pole!" Mm-hmm. Like, of all things to call the pole,
yeah,
that could not be more perfect. He told me the story, and I was laughing so hard. And I said, "Dude, you had to be dying." He goes, "As hard as you're laughing, I was laughing 10 times harder." I go, "Did she see you laughing?" He goes, "Yeah, I got out of my car and was laughing at her." And all she could do was just keep calling the pole a dick. Is that not wonderful?
Good. She was all mad. I would have loved to have happened in her black Jaguar SUV.
Oh,
blah,
so rich.
Things. Oh, it just annoyed me.
Makes me so happy.
Talk about privilege in this culture. Like, that's one. Just being able to wag your finger at somebody, if that's privilege.
If I had a black Jaguar, I would never be mad at anybody for anything.
I honestly think if that was a man, I would have got out and
whipped his ass?
Like, fought.
Oh, no.
Because it annoyed me that much. It was just that gesture is just.
Oh, yeah.
God.
It's I'm better than you.
It's like a school marm. Like a lady, teacher who scolds you for doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I
don't like
so
any grown up that I don't know telling me like what to do or that I. My big meltdown all the time is people telling me that I can't do something.
Yeah.
When I clearly did it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my biggest pet
and
peeve.
And that's pretty much like I'm in control here.
Uh huh.
And you are not going to do that. It's like, lady, I could kill you with my bare hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, if I wanted to,
right.
This would not end well for you. They have so much confidence. It's just, I don't know. It's just so bizarre.
It could have turned into a gunfight, though. Like, let's say, you know, you did lose your mind, and she was that confident because she's packing heat.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's a great equalizer.
A lot of people are. And then, but then you're packing heat, right?
Mm.
And then, like, you both draw on each other in the middle of, like, Walmart parking lot. And now you got a Doc Holliday that ass, or she's got a Wyatt Earp you. Like, at this point, you're committed.
Yeah, it's not worth it. You know, I'm not.
You would let her shoot you?
No, I mean, I would never let it get to that point. I can control my emotions. You know,
it'd be pretty amazing.
It did. It annoyed me. I laughed at her. Like, she saw me laugh at her for sure.
Oh, that's great.
And that probably pissed her
off. Oh, it drove her nuts.
Because that's what she doesn't want. I'm in control, and you're going to do what I want you to do. What I say goes.
I do that to people. When people get mad at me, I flip it, and I'm just super nice. And that is way worse than snapping back at them.
Yeah. I remember this one time we were down on the beach. This was, we were probably like 18 years old. And there was this guy, it was like Reddington Beach or something. There's really no parking down there. So we parked in this, I guess it was somebody's house, I guess. I don't know, on the street.
Yeah.
And we were leaving. He goes, it was a guy, it might have been he might have been a foreigner from, and like, this is his vacation home or something, but he had like a Italian accent. He was like, I called the police. I don't know what are you doing here? And my friend, my buddy Adam's just like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. I really do appreciate it. He's like, I don't know why you're being so nice. I'm being kind of an ass. I don't understand.
Right.
But yeah, just treating them nice, they don't. That drives them insane.
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit more poker since I don't have the day job. I've been actually supplementing some income that way. I've been doing quite well over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because, like, people, when you beat them, they want to tell you how bad you played the hand. They want to, like, you know, berate you. Instead of, like, you know, telling them that they suck or F you, I've been playing poker since I was 11, you're a punk bitch, I'm gonna keep, you know, destroying this table because you guys are all inferior. Instead, I always thank them, like, for the help, you know, like, you know, yeah, man, way to bet that hand on the turn. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I'll go, I told two guys the other day, I said, you know what I love about playing here more than, like, the money I make is the lessons I learned. Like, you guys, you don't have to do what you do. You don't have to help me, but you do. Like, almost every time I play with you, you know, and as I'm saying this, they're getting more pissed off because they know what I'm doing. The dealer's laughing his ass off because he knows what I'm doing. Half the players know who I am. They're laughing their asses off. The more they laugh at these dummies, the more aggravated they get. And I'm not stopping. I am carrying on with the praise and the gratitude for all of the help. You know, I said, look, one day I'm going to win the World Series of Poker. And when they ask me how I got to where I am, I'm going to say it was that fateful day at Derby Lane when the man in the generic hoodie told me that I need to play better. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Kudos. And then, like, it was so funny. The last time I did that, it was like Monday. As the waitress is walking by, I go, can you please buy my friend here a drink? He's been helping me play poker so much that I am actually winning way more than him. This is crazy. Thank you, man. Hey, you win the next couple of hands. Stop letting me win so much.
It's such a, you know, it's a gamble to play that game.
Because
eventually someone's going to flip the table and then you're going to have to fight.
I mean, but here's the thing. You can always tell an amateur on a poker table because they are the ones bitching when they lose. a successful poker player, and here's a little lesson for you folks at home, will never tell a bad player they're bad because you want them to continue to be bad. You never want them to improve. Could you imagine if you lived next door to a 9.5 and she just kept banging you, Will? She just kept banging you.
That'd be great.
Because she didn't know any better, right?
Oh, those are the best kind.
Would you say to her, hey, I really enjoy this, but there's so many hotter guys, like right here in this neighborhood that you could be banging. You're better than what are you doing banging me? I'm a 6.5. You could bang a 9. You're hot as hell. And then she goes, oh, my God, you're right. Or would you just let her keep thinking you're the man?
Yeah, I would just let her.
That's the same thing. When you tell a bad poker player, you know what? I do the opposite. I tell bad poker players they're great. Like when they beat me in a hand that they shouldn't have, like they had a 12% chance of beating me and I was a huge favorite, I go, hey, man, good play, dude. That was awesome. Nice hand, dude. You played out awesome. Good job, bud. But I don't do it so sarcastically that they know it.
Yeah.
I sound genuine. And then, of course, I'll look at the dealer and they'll be like, you son of a bitch. I see what you... Because they know before I leave, I'm getting my money and the rest of the money back from the guy. Probably.
Right.
You know. So
yeah.
It's awesome. It's a good time. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hey, this is Wally.
Neat. What's going on?
How you doing, man? I just want to say I missed most of your show. I'm sorry I did, but I've like almost broke 3 toes. And
why did you finally kick that lady's ass? Come on,
nice.
Let's go, baby! Yeah,
stupid
suck
pay.
It. Sorry.
Marie fell over and knocked herself out like Mike Tyson the other night.
Good. Was it fun?
No, it was not fun at all.
Why not? Oh, because you had to pick her up and she's fat.
Well, I had to like roll her over. I thought I broke her neck. I mean, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't trip her?
Mm-hmm. Quotes.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, standing out of a chair and hitting yourself on the head, not my problem. But I was very scared.
Mm-hmm.
And because
you thought you were going to get.
You guys show.
You thought you were going to get arrested for domestic violence?
Anal sex? Anal sex? Yeah, maybe.
You want to have anal sex?
Not with any of you guys.
No?
Say that, you dummy.
Not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
He's drunk.
He sucks.
Yeah, bye-bye, bitch. What was the call for?
Nothing. Just a waste time.
Yeah.
Waste everybody's time.
Yeah. I was really hoping that he would do anything that we can try to create content with. I tried to talk about his stupid, fat, dumb, drunk girlfriend.
You were going to fade his ass out.
I know.
And then he said something about breaking his toes, and then he just had some stupid story.
When he said breaking the toes, I was like, maybe this will go somewhere.
He might be. This is quite the award to win. He might be the worst caller on the show.
I agree. Now, can we go back 6 weeks ago? Was it 6 weeks ago?
Probably.
When I was in Vero Beach 5 weeks ago doing comedy at the theater?
Somewhere around there. I lose track of time.
Probably not even that long. It seems like it was that long ago. And I was listening in to you running this show by yourself for 3 straight hours. I had a little bit of time in my big, giant dressing room at the theater. So I put on the app, and I was listening, and you were talking to him. And it was just all this. It was this long conversation. And then what did I do? I came back that Monday, and I gave him the amnesty I thought that maybe he deserved. I was like, you know what, man? He's just misunderstood. And now, a few weeks later, you're like, he may be the worst.
Well, I always kind of felt that way. And I don't want him banned or anything. Like,
no.
I know he does like the show and he's a fan. And he seems like a nice guy for the most part. But he is a dullard.
I think, if we were out at a bar in Bradenton.
Oh, it'd be great.
Hanging out with him, he'd probably be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But he is a dullard and a boob.
He's a show killer.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
He's the worst caller we have.
Yeah.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.